what's bigger. What's bigger in the ultimate sense, there's this whole other category that you're suggesting that certainly has to be the case, which is, has to do with your intuition, has to do with a broader wisdom, has to do with a depth understanding, different moments that happen in life. Everybody's had these experiences too. And that's, I guess, a clarification of what my point is, what I'm trying to communicate, which is that both exist, and that it would be, well, my experience has been that it's wise to know the difference. It's wise to know when, and useful and beneficial to know when it's really divine will asserting itself in you. Not that a greater wisdom or a deeper intuition isn't good and isn't valuable and isn't the right direction. But to know the difference, in my experience, makes all the difference. And the differentiating factor in what's happened for me is that feeling part. Now, ultimately, if you want to trace it all, ultimately it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you can differentiate all you want, and it's interesting, and it's fun, and it's probably beneficial, and it probably leads to more understanding and more clarity, but ultimately, what's the difference? Ultimately, everything is a signal. Everything. And I mean that very literally. There is not one second of your experience that isn't the divine talking to you. There is not one second of anything that isn't a more or less discernible signal from existence to you. It's all a message. So in that sense, we're just talking apples and oranges in the other conversation. But this is the whole nonsense of our time, that this has all been discounted. The scientific viewpoint, the kind of anti-metaphysical mindset discounts all this stuff. And culture after culture for eons have talked about omens and portents and signs and symbols and this and that. Cultures with great wisdom, cultures with great science, cultures clearly with deep knowledge. Then we come along the last couple hundred years, Western European societies, how that's all nonsense. So, and certainly I used to think that. But now I'm acutely aware that very acutely aware that omens are everywhere. Believe me, I see omens I don't want to see. So, on a less ominous sounding note, there are signs and symbols everywhere, readily interpretable if you become more sensitive and become more open to simply recognizing that it is all a message. These are not beyond the scope of us ordinary people to understand and interpret. You don't have to be an eighth generation Aboriginal shaman to read an omen. They're everywhere. So it's our culture's loss that so much is just brushed aside as primitive or nonsensical or superstitious or meaningless or insignificant.
When you live in a big city, highly organized, and you live an organized life, it's very hard to have these subtle